Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
To Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Fergus Neil.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. We were just chatting. You're about to go on the road to Sydney, Brisbane shows.
So I'm opening for Ruben Solo, which is a great comedian as well, in Sydney, Brisbane. I think I'm Cairns as well.
By going on the road, that means you're Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne based.
How are you enjoying the Melbourne winter?
Melbourne winter's okay. I was just telling you before the pod that, I mean, I was at my parents' house last night, and they live around the corner from you and Reece.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. They're part of the NoCo.
They're obsessed.
Community. Coburg. That's what we call North Coburg in North Coburg. It's NoCo, actually. Do they live in NoCo?
They're obsessed with your movements in NoCo. They're watching.
And that's mostly to Bunnings and...
I think skateboarding down O'Hayes Road. Did that happen once?
One of you was skateboarding?
I saw the boys skateboarding.
I bought a skateboard in lockdown, but I use it mostly to sit on when I'm weeding because I can wheel up and down the garden patch. Easily. I do very little actual skating. It's the most expensive, like, grandma's, like, kneeler that I could possibly have bought.
North Coburg is gentrified officially.
But we all made decisions
with the kneeler.
Yeah, that's right. So what you're telling me is that your mum is spying
on she's watching you guys at Batman Station and stuff.
I don't know if it's not unnerving so much as comforting, I think, actually, to have like a mum.
Older lady.
Both our mums don't live in Melbourne. So
okay.
It's just nice to know that there is a mum around just looking out for us.
Just pointing out my mum.
Also mistaking us for other people, to be honest. But no, that's very exciting. Did you, in lockdown, did you do any like family quizzes over Zoom? No, you escaped that.
I didn't.
Just the spying.
I don't think I saw my family for a year and a half.
Well,
because I followed the rules. Were we all seeing families? I missed that one.
Well, maybe over Zoom, I thought maybe.
No, my parents don't Zoom.
So you really didn't see them for a
year. Well, I went to a Steiner school, so I'm slightly worried about this quiz. I'm not good with rote learning and technology.
Yeah, there could be some questions about colours. I'm not sure.
Yeah, pencils and felt. That'd be good if they could add that in.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not just you doing the quiz. You also have a Brains Trust here to assist you. You may have seen them on the TV, although maybe you didn't have a TV growing up. You're not that bad.
No.
Okay, cool. Cool. Just finding the line.
Yeah. Allegorical reading of the Steiner Bible.
Okay, great. Well, then you would have seen Dan Oz Direct late night TV. And you may have seen our guests today. A couple of members of the Brains Trust have joined us. It's a big hello to Jasmine and Giselle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for both being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
It's good to switch mediums too.
Yeah, it's really nice to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. I just want to say hello. My name is Jasmine, right? But everyone just calls me Jazz.
Yeah, and my name's Giselle, but everyone just calls me Jizz.
So Jazz and Jizz.
Yeah, that's right.
The Jazzy Jizz.
Yeah, we're actually twins.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yes. Because, and that's actually what we
did. That'll work well online.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually, you know, we were the first inventors of our As Seen on TV product that was twin skewed. And ever since then, we just like built a career out of like making twin stuff.
Absolutely. Like we're just constantly coming up with new inventions. Like when you said skateboard, I was immediately like, we've invented a skateboard.
But for twins.
But for twins.
Yeah.
It's two skateboards.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And just so are they joined at all or they just sold as a pair?
That's the secret of inventions.
They're just sold as, they're just two separate. Oh, to not tell people. But for $2.99 a month for 3 years.
That's two and two nines.
That's right. You can have two skateboards.
I'm very worried about this quiz now.
Why? Did you, what?
Don't worry. We give discounts to all the people that we hurt in quizzes.
Yeah. We have codes for that.
Are you a twin?
No. I've got a brother and sister who are twins.
Oh, there you go. So, well, maybe you've sold some products.
Do you get jealous?
Of their relationship?
Yeah, of not being able to be like, oh, is it Jazz or is it Jizz? Yeah.
I hadn't previously, but now I...
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I feel like you should totally tell them, just like, turn us on. We're mostly during the day now, or online.
Yeah.
The TV selling market is
for
slowly
twins
dying.
Without jobs.
Yeah.
That's a time of day that you can watch us.
Yes. So we have heaps of products that your siblings might be interested in.
Like what do they like to do for fun?
They both did circus.
My God.
Do you guys juggle?
We do.
They juggle together.
Inventors.
I don't reckon you can beat them juggling together.
Well, how about inventing together?
Yeah. We have invented twin juggling balls.
Yes.
It's two juggling balls.
Yes.
You almost said three. So all that'd be triplets. No,
that's a lot of balls.
There's a rumor that we're triplets.
That's the most common number of balls, I think, is two.
Yeah. It's all we can handle.
Wow. You should watch two people juggle two balls.
Isn't that not just two people throwing a ball at each other?
It's like cricket training.
Yeah.
Okay, it just depends. Like, we all use words differently, I guess.
Okay, well, should we get in a quiz?
Yes.
Question number one. What Roald Dahl novel was adapted into a movie by Wes Anderson? What Roald Dahl novel was adapted into a movie by Wes Anderson? Now, do you have to watch movies together? Do you get jealous if you don't see the film?
Yes, we had to read books at the same time too, the Roald Dahl classics.
Yeah, and pretty much any movie we watch has to be twin-based.
Yeah.
So twins.
We love
it's one of our favourites.
Yeah, twins.
the movie Twins.
She's such a Arnold.
Yeah, and I'm such an Arnold. Yeah, and you're such a Danny.
I'm also an Arnold.
Okay.
Okay.
And we also watch The Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm. Was that about twins?
Yes.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan famously plays two twins. Okay. And we actually invented a twin DVD box set of that movie, The Parent Trap, which was one box set of two DVDs of The Parent Trap.
And for $7.99
That's one day. Seven, but two nights.
Yeah. For $7.99 a day for 3 days, you can own that box set.
I'm so confused what this business is. I've been here for 5 minutes.
I could tell you our favorite.
I thought you were selling twins.
No, we're selling things for twins.
No, we're selling things we made for twins. We've invented.
As seen on TV.
Books for twins. It's two books.
Yeah.
But together. But
you're paying for two.
So everything comes in doubles.
Sometimes. You pay two for the price
except
of two.
Except for the juggling balls, which come in three for some reason, because otherwise it's just throwing
a
ball.
I think I said two.
Now he's getting it.
I heard a fun fact that Roald Dahl would tie himself to a chair to make himself finish his books.
Oh, my God.
And I just wanted to share that. And I think maybe there's an invention in that for us.
Yeah, and also I feel like he was really into
furry
fox
animals.
Hunting.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was just a fantastic writer.
Yeah, he was such a fantastic writer. And Fox Hunter.
Can I just fire off of an answer? Is that?
Yeah, you got
it. Is it Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Oh, we'll find out at the end. I'll lock in Fantastic Mr. Fox. Question number two.
I'll give you two winks.
Two. That's a blink. The flag of Mozambique features a Bible, farming hoe, and which weapon? The flag of Mozambique features a Bible, farming hoe, and which weapon? Are you a flag man?
I don't know where Mozambique is.
That is an African island.
Okay.
I want to say.
Yeah.
That's where the Mozambique flag is. That's where.
Yeah. Predominantly. I think the flag is elsewhere as well.
Yeah.
But I would say
predominantly, you're right, predominantly it's from there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that helps.
Not at all, but
I feel like jazz really helped.
Yeah. Have you sold flags online? I know there's actually quite a large market for flags at the moment, particularly at the moment with all the protests going on.
Yes, that's very true.
But it definitely is just for our cause, which is twin visibility.
What's a twin flag?
A twin flag is one flag twice.
Yes.
But what flag is the flag that's doubled?
So in our case,
let us show you on our Danos Direct post board that we brought in.
Oh, my God. That's wow.
Right. Yeah. So as you can see here, the flag is
$2.99.
$2.99.
Oh, it's not working. I don't know if you've got – have you pressed the right space bar? Or
yes. $2.99. Press it again.
It's not working.
Okay.
I told you we should have invented a twin computer.
Well, I'm just saying that's actually –
what's
just
a twin computer?
Two computers.
And it doesn't work because we're trying to get one computer to do something and you keep pressing the other one. This is why this idea doesn't work.
Well, maybe instead of showing us, just tell us.
Okay, it's
what's a twin flag?
It's a, in our case, our twin flag is like
it's Lindsay Lohan.
It's Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, because she's actually played twins twice. I don't know if you know this. There's a second movie where she plays a twin that gets abducted and then the other twin didn't know she existed and then the cops use her twin connection to find, this is real.
This is a real film. Yeah.
But does it help?
No.
That's really the question in discovering which weapon is on the flag of Mozambique, which also features a Bible and a farming hoe.
A farming hoe, is that like a sickle?
I was going to say sickle.
I think I've seen this flag before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think is on the flag?
I think it's a...
I think it's a gun.
I'm picturing the communist flag, to be honest, the sickle and the hammer.
Yeah, that's what I'm also thinking of.
Scythe?
What's a scythe?
That's the death has. And if you think about it, death has a twin.
Life.
Life.
And what is life but rhymes with scythe? Isn't a scythe what he has, like with the...
Yeah, thing? But on the flag?
Kind of rhymes.
Is that for fun? Yeah. I don't know.
So it might be a knife?
Oh. Okay.
Could be a knife.
Rhymes with life.
Yeah.
Life, scythe.
I mean, that's as good logic as anything else. I do think it is a gun, though. Like, I think that this question is maybe being asked because it's quite extraordinary. I do remember that there is a flag in the world that has a gun on it.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Oh, my God. What's your opinion on gun control?
Giselle, who is a Dan Oz Direct TV person and a certain type of person, love guns. And we have twin guns.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is
the only product we've invented that's actually joined to the other product.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's two guns.
Attached
and
to
they're yeah, in the middle.
Barrel.
Yeah.
Facing each other?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not allowed to sell it anymore.
There's only one way to go.
Really dangerous.
It causes a real Harry Potter v. Voldemort experience.
Using that gun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pact. Yeah, that's right. Twins love pacts anyway.
Yeah, I think it's a gun. Okay. I just have a memory of
it. It doesn't have to be a specific gun.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Like a musket?
Do you want to put musket?
Yeah, let's put musket. It's fun.
All right, we'll lock in musket. Question number three.
Classically Englishman.
Which composer wrote the theme music for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and the NBC News?
What a resume.
I'd never thought of those news themes as having been written by somebody before. I guess someone wrote the Channel 9 news theme.
They have to have a jingle.
Do you know I've known this my whole life, and now I don't. I've forgotten.
Oh, you.
Oh. Yeah. So you know you knew the answer.
I know that I
at
knew
one
it
point.
Once.
Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz, could you use the microphone
near your mouth?
Near your mouth.
It's just because it's just one microphone.
Yeah, we're actually sharing.
Oh, you're so used to holding two microphones.
I invented on Danos Direct the twin microphone. Mm. Yeah, which is one microphone, but it has two heads.
Yeah, and it's horrible audio-wise because it just picks up the other.
Yeah, I'm quite glad we're using regular microphones. Yeah.
All these inventions seem quite ineffective. The double gun, mic.
It's interesting. Well, they sell on TV, so.
I guess they're more effective for twins.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we're just seeing the world as a one singular person.
Like, how
as a double, do you always look to use things as a double?
We're always seeing double.
You know,
but that's because we invented twin vision.
Twin vodka vision?
Yeah. It's
we always, just like twins, we always know what the other one is going to say.
Yeah.
It's
that's
pretty
crystal clear.
Yeah, we're really good at that.
That's been demonstrated. The question was, which composer wrote the theme music for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and the NBC News.
I'm so embarrassed if it's not John Williams, someone Williams.
Do you reckon it's John Williams?
What do you think?
I think that for some reason I'm seeing Zimmerman in my head.
Hans.
Yeah, I saw an Alfred Hitchcock and is that that's not the that's Simpsons? Not a Nazi. Is
it? No, I think it's a composer, but I think his name is Zimmer. Is that okay. Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, Zimmerman sounds like a hat on a hat name.
Mm.
Yeah, Zimmerman. It's doing much. Yeah. Yeah, it's doing way too much.
We don't like to do too much. No. As twins who make doubles of everything, we like to keep things simple.
You're both quite contained.
Because I know he did a lot of the Hitchcock soundscapes.
Oh, okay. Zimmerman. Well, I'm pretty sure. Because Hans Zimmer is like the Christopher Nolan drones.
More
guy.
Contemporary.
Did you say Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Yeah, it could also be John Williams.
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Wars.
You've never seen
Star Wars? No, I've never seen Star Wars. Wow. Or the NBC News.
There's twins in. You must have seen Star Wars.
We've seen so much Star Wars. The Attack of the Clones.
That was actually like a really intense story for us.
Are clones twins?
They should. Well. That's a really, I mean, in at many least. Ways, yes. And boy, is it overwhelming to, you know, realize that, you know, with more of us, we could have made an army.
Yeah.
Which we would have really succeeded at the things we wanted to succeed at if we had that many of us. But
yeah that's in the pipeline, a twin army. That's two it's armies.
It's two armies. Yeah.
Well, Luke and Leia twins.
That's going to take time.
They were twins.
Yeah.
And also, was there one Han Solo or two Han Solos? Because they called him Han and Han, and no one was ever sure.
I think there was one.
Juan.
Was his name actually Juan? Does that help?
A little bit.
Do you want to put John Williams as suggested?
Let's put in John Williams.
Or do you want to put Zimmerman?
No, I've lost faith in Zimmerman completely.
Yeah, I know. Well, I never had faith to begin with. I also know that one's John Williams.
This is important to me.
Question number four. HG is the chemical symbol for which element?
Hey, girl.
Happy ass.
I didn't know. It just must be one of the new chemical elements.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I was girl. Just saying, hey, girl, welcome to Daniel's Direct, where we sell products for twins.
Oh, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry
about chemistry?
That.
No, I dropped out of science in year 10.
Yeah, I wasn't in the science and maths either.
I remember the chemicals being on the wall, though, the elements.
Yeah on the back of the door. Oh,
yeah.
Door.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
We actually released a periodic table for twins.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just periodic table.
Don't say just.
Sorry.
Don't say just. Don't tear
like
down your product
feel
like
the
that.
The concept was so strong before we started doing
it. It is. There's only six questions left.
Okay. I like it. You can ignore it twice as much.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, HG, this is going to be beyond me. Did either of you, because I guess to invent.
Hydrogen.
You sort of have
hydrogen?
To have. Well, both
glucose?
The letters are in hydrogen.
Glucose. Yeah.
Hydrogen.
Is that the word? Does it have to have the letters from the word?
Usually, yeah. Ooh. I feel like, just to speak to the inventor thing, yes, you would think we would have studied this. Yes, you would think we'd have this knowledge. But what you don't understand about the As Seen on TV product world is literally all you have to do is be hot like Jazz and I and have an idea and then you outsource all of the problems.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you just slap your name on it and, if people get burnt or, like, they lose their twin because you made a gun that killed them.
That's someone else's
that
fault.
Someone, it's not really, we're not
I don't
liable.
Know how the hydrogen in a gun works, so I don't.
Yeah. So, yeah, stop trying to sue us.
Yeah. And so when you say, so you outsource your problems, right? So you,
to triplets.
So someone came to you like we need juggling balls for twins. And you're like, fuck, this is beyond us.
Yeah.
So let's outsource this problem. And they came back to you and said, two balls.
We're
and
like,
you said,
sounds perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. Finally,
you
a
know
solution.
Why? Because why sell, you know, we've already been through so many lawsuits. Mm. Why sell juggling balls that are hard? Any more than two is actually hard to juggle.
Yes.
So for us, it's like, we'll just sell two. That's super easy. Yeah. No one will get mad at us because they can't juggle more than two.
Yeah.
And we're also business moguls because they were like, you can sell these two balls for $2. And we were like, no, $2.99.
That's $2.99.
Do you want to put hydrogen?
Let's lock in hydrogen.
I don't think that's right, Fergus.
HG?
I'm so sorry.
HG.
Let's put in hydrogen.
Question number five. What is the name given to the measurement of how hot a chili is?
Damn.
Jizz hot.
Jizz hot.
Yeah. Because my twin's super hot.
Yeah.
Oh, your twin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh.
I know that sounds like you could be complimenting. Yes. Yes.
Good.
But I guess jizz is also hot in temperature.
Yeah.
It's scalding in some cases.
Really?
Yeah, if you use any of our products wrong.
yeah.
It's bad.
I think we all forgot your name was jizz for a second.
Yes, we did.
It's on a name tag.
Yeah.
We each and, have you know, two
it's
names.
It's actually not narcissistic for her to call me hot because we look the same. I just feel like I have to put that out there. Like everyone's like, oh, it's like pretty, like you're calling yourself. But we have different personalities mostly.
Mm. And that's what you're referring to when you say jizz is hot. It's jizz's personality. It's the personality of jizz.
And so I would say, jizz hot for your chilies. Or something starting with S that I can't remember.
What name is given to the measurement of how hot a chili is? Jizz is an offer available to you there, or you
hot jizz.
As watertight as hot jizz is.
I remember.
No, it doesn't hold water.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Do you have any products that do hold water?
We invented twin vases.
Mm-hmm. And what's a twin vase?
A bucket.
But that's just one. That's just one item.
Well, they've got a different way there.
Two vases.
I was
thinking you'd say two vases, but.
Yeah.
But no, it's just one bucket.
No, I mean.
We like to keep you on your toes.
That's right. Mm. When you set a standard, you should.
But you know, it's one of those buckets that you pick it up and then you shake it and then it's two buckets.
Yeah. Yeah, you know those ones?
Yeah, yeah, like a babushka bucket.
Yeah. No, it's like when you at the supermarket when you grab a basket and then you just try to be one, but it's actually two and you have to shake it off.
Yeah. You accidentally drop one and pass the strawberries.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. I just remembered what it was, though, if you do want to really.
You know it?
Yeah. I do, because I watch Hot Ones. Isn't it Scoville, or have I made that up?
Scoville. That's
fucking Scoville. That sounds good.
Scoville? Okay, I'll just cross out
for the first
jizz.
5 minutes that we were talking about hot jizz, I was going, ScoMo. ScoMo. Yeah. And I can't remember what
it was. Yeah, well, that makes you think of cum.
Yeah, but twin cum, which is cum twice. That's how you make twins.
Is that how you make twins?
Yeah, that's
if someone
true,
does
you
a double
two.
Cum. Twice.
You need to hit the egg twice.
Yeah. You think people think it's because the egg splits.
So if you want just one kid, you sort of you're done and you're like, whew, that was good. He's like, do you want twins?
No, I could go again. Yeah. That's how you
Shall
make
we go
him.
For twins?
Yeah.
Is it the egg splits or it's two sperm hit the egg?
It's both.
I think they're saying it's two jizzes.
People think it's both. Like, people think that there are two types. There's ectopic, so there's two.
There's only one jizz. I'm Jazz.
But yeah, there's only one jizz now. But when we were made, there was two jizzes.
I'll put Scoville. Question six. In Cockney slang. The laugh there?
Cock's jizz. Go on.
In Cockney slang, what does deep sea diver mean? In Cockney slang.
Why is everything just right there?
What does a deep sea diver mean?
I know, it feels too on the nose.
I know, it feels too related to the previous question, doesn't it?
Do you go diving, Fergus?
I've never. Oh, yeah, I have. I've been to the Great Barrier Reef. We weren't deep diving. We're
still
very surface level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, depending on
very
the
very surface
answer.
Level, were we? Okay. At the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, just like a lovely.
No, he's made it clear. He wants to talk about protecting one of Australia's great coastlines.
Yeah.
Which we only have one of, which is why I've never been.
That, would you call that diving? Would you call that snorkeling?
No, we had diving things on.
Oh, you were. Okay.
We were going deep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You did go deep.
Yeah. To the bottom.
And what did you feel when you deep dived to the bottom? Mm.
I felt like myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So maybe it's like mean someone who's found themselves at the bottom of
the bottom
ocean.
Of the ocean.
I didn't know Cockney slang was that metaphoric or deep.
Do you know much Cockney slang, Jizz?
It's. Sorry, I'll just wipe it off. Thanks for pointing it out. But
was that Cockney slang?
But Cockney slang is there's dead horse and that's tomato sauce, right?
Why would they need Cockney slang for this?
Bit of fun, isn't it?
But is a Cockney going to the bottom of the ocean?
Okay, so maybe it.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying. It isn't that.
Deep diver.
Okay.
You skiver. No, where would
it could
it
be? Something like you're definitely closer than Great Barrier Reef finding
like,
yourself.
I think exactly. The trick would be to think of common things that people are saying and then what rhymes with deep sea diver.
Taxi driver.
Let's call a deep sea diver.
Yeah. Do you know we actually invented.
It's a taxi driver.
We invented Uber for twins.
We did.
It's two cars.
Yeah.
But don't most cars have four seats?
You only get in one of them,
but
but
can't
you need
do Uber with like, you need the vehicles.
And there's so
think
many.
This through.
Oh, this is for the drivers.
Yeah.
What I was thinking, like, for the passengers.
That makes more sense. I didn't think it through.
Actually, there's two cars that are taped together.
Yeah.
So people know they're for twins.
Okay.
So Cockney slang for deep sea diver, we think it might be taxi driver.
I guess that's an option available to us.
And the other option
so
was.
Smart.
We don't have one
Let's look in taxi driver.
Question number 7. Method Man, U-God, and Ghostface Killer are all members of which hip-hop group?
I've listened to Method Man.
Oh, you like a bit of Method
Man?
Yeah, yeah. I like a bit of Ghostface Killer.
They're all
I interviewed
of...
Ghostface Killer once.
Really? On Triple J?
Not on this show, no. So
he was here last week.
Yeah. Ghostface Killer. You want to do a quiz with Jazz and Jizz?
Yeah.
He would love it. How dare you?
We have so many products we could sell.
Ben. Yeah.
They're a twin, right? No.
Ghostface Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're missing from their life is their twin.
Mm.
I don't know if they're a twin so much as they are a tang.
Tang.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know the answer now.
Whoa. Wow. Hold up.
Whoa.
I'm seeing something.
Wow. Whoa. Everyone.
I love
up.
How we're working together as a clan.
Yes.
I'll lock in Wu-Tang Clan.
I'll put Wu-Tang.
Before it gets embarrassing for myself.
Yeah. Question 8. Which British chef, known for cooking styles such as molecular gastronomy and Nouvelle cuisine, also holds multiple... Is it?
Nope.
Nouvelle?
Nope. I don't know. I don't know why I did that. Start, yo, you go for it, Kari. I invented a way to make myself shut up.
It's called having a twin
so
putting
sorry.
Their hand over your mouth.
Which British chef, known for cooking styles such as molecular gastronomy and Nouvelle cuisine, also holds multiple Michelin star restaurants? A British chef, molecular gastronomy.
I feel like I know this one, maybe.
Oh, you go out to restaurants very much?
I do. Never alone, though.
We have twinners.
We have
just
twinners.
Twin dinners.
Yes.
What's a twin dinner?
Two
dishes.
Dishes. Two plates.
Yeah. Two
she
glasses
has her,
of wine.
Yeah, two glasses.
Two meals it's each?
No, it's just what,
one
crazy?
Meal each. We're on TV.
But if Kyan and I went out for lunch, we'd both have one meal each.
Is
as well.
That a twin dinner?
Mm.
Well, you could become twins.
Can
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a set and forget sort of situation.
I thought it was the sperm thing.
I mean,
well, so if you both come twice.
Yes.
No, follow this logic, Jazz. Follow this logic. If you both come twice, what happens?
You'll be twins. If you purchase our Dallas Direct.
That's right. Because
oh, you got an upgrade system.
We do, yes. It's like those Matrix pods.
Oh, yeah.
I can just see the two of you both sitting on a skateboard.
Like a big, like a double bars, if you will.
Yeah.
A bucket.
That you grow people in and you have to come twice into them and then they grow a clone, which is how we're working on the clone army.
Yeah.
I think it might be Heston Blumenthal.
I also think it might be Heston. He's...
Put in Heston.
Yeah.
I'll put Heston Blumenthal. Question number 9. Who did Margot Robbie slap during her audition, landing her the role in The Wolf of Wall Street? Margot Robbie slap during her audition, which landed her the role in Wolf of Wall Street? Well, I guess, do we think it's it'd be a cast member or a crew member?
I mean, it's Leo
member.
DiCaprio.
Oh, you know?
Nailed it.
This is the first answer I know straight away in the frontal cortex.
It's like
I don't know this story.
Yeah, neither.
Oh, really? No.
It's how she got the role.
It's actually also how we got our role as seen on TV product presenters.
You slapped Larry Emder?
We slapped Larry Emder. Both
twice.
At the same time. Yeah.
Wow, from either side?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you sort of clapped him.
Yeah, we
clapped Larry Emder.
And he saw stars.
Yeah.
That
he
was
we're the stars.
Well,
he saw us and he was like, you are the stars.
That
and
be quite
I need to have a lie down.
Oh, yeah.
On your cheeks.
It bounced an eardrum.
There was like no context quite. Either. Like, he did
Do you want
not...
us to twin slap you?
Is that sure. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Twin
it's called a twin slap. Yeah. And there was really no context. Like, they were like, hey, like, what's your product?
Because he doesn't even do Dan Oz.
No. Yeah.
But so you said Larry Emder, and we said, yeah.
I know you did.
Yes. He happened to be there because he was flogging gold chains, but for men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
we said, you know what make those better? Two chains.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's interesting you can slap someone to get a role.
It's true, isn't it? It's often the other way around.
Yes.
You often lose a role.
Yes.
I slapped Reese to perform at Comedy Republic. The only way I could get in.
Mm.
Question number 10. How many laps around Mount Panorama?
Two.
Question 10. How many laps around Mount Panorama does it take to complete the Bathurst 1000? How many laps Bathurst. Do they spin around Bathurst what to is, complete the 1,000?
What is Bathurst?
It's a NASCAR race, oh. isn't it? It's Australia's like Formula One.
Well, you've mixed up a lot of things. Oh, really? Yeah.
I didn't know you were a connoisseur. Sorry.
Guys. I'm pretty sure Australia's quite Formula like One is the Formula One. Yeah. Yeah. The one that happens your in Melbourne. Yeah.
It's a NASCAR. It's Australia's yeah. Formula One. It's kind of. I think you're close from the first one. It's like the V8 sort of spin around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like the ones that happen at Phillip Island or Albert Park.
Well,
is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of.
Okay, it's in that world.
It's in that world. It's car
it's
racing.
Car racing, it's car yeah. racing.
And you're listing races. And that's... Yeah, that's and it's one of them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the question is not, is Bathurst 1000 a car race? we'd have that down.
We really would. Nailed
the question
it.
Is, how many laps around yes. Mount Panorama does it take to complete this particular car race, yeah. which is called the Bathurst 1000? Have you been to Bathurst before?
Obviously not. I don't know what it is.
We work really hard inventing our twin stuff.
Not many twins in car racing.
No. And our...
No, we tried it once. We had one car, two wheels.
Yeah.
Steering wheels.
A motorbike.
Well, yeah, you think that.
But not like a sidecar situation.
Okay, yeah.
Like we just...
Oh, with two wheels, sort of like the start of the Simpsons.
It's like a sideways yeah. motorbike.
Yeah, yeah, like the Simpsons.
Like the yeah. Simpsons, but, you know...
Instead of a mother-daughter thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For twins.
For twins. But, and you know, if in our case, how many laps it took to complete, like... None, because it yeah. didn't move.
I feel like we're running our own race.
Yeah, in many life, ways.
In many ways.
And that's what we have to tell ourselves when we realize we can't sell any more of our products. And we lie awake at night. Anyway, we don't know the answer.
Terrifying.
I think it's 100.
You reckon it's 100?
Yeah.
I don't think it's 1,000.
Why
no.
Because I think it's...
Odd numbers of all our products.
I don't know.
Anyway, right. Sorry, go on.
A mistake. I think, yeah, I don't think it's 1,000. I think the 1,000 is the length. I think that's like perhaps how many kilometers or something.
Yeah. 1,000 laps feels like a lot of laps.
Does feel like a lot.
How it around does. A mountain?
Around a mountain.
Okay.
I feel like that event would go forever.
That's, yeah. That's what so, the race drivers want. Yeah.
Is it like,
so you want to put 100?
Or 100 still feels like a lot.
I think it is a long
okay.
race.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's how big is a lap?
I mean, how long
is it?
Is
it the 10? How far is it around?
How long are two pieces
how
of string?
How long is a twin?
Depends on the size of the cum.
That's true.
Are you thinking about your siblings?
Try not to.
Yeah.
Try the entire podcast. I mean, yeah, let's look at 100. I'm seeing 100.
I've got.
It's probably the closest again. Guess, I reckon.
Yeah.
I just found out that it was a car race. So I
feel like. But you explained
it. Sort of new.
Yeah.
Sort of vaguely.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I think we did all right. I want to know if Taxi Driver.
It won't be
was
right.
the deep sea diver.
I promise you it won't be right.
I like
and
that.
If it is, you all have to give me $50.
If you have her $50, you have to give me $50.
Yeah, that is how it works.
All right, let's find out. Question number one.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Was. What Roald Dahl novel was adapted into a movie by Wes Anderson? You said Fantastic Mr. Fox, and it's Fantastic Mr.
Yes.
Fox.
What?
Yes.
Went straight away. The flag of Mozambique features a Bible, a farming hoe, and an AK-47.
Damn. So not a sickle.
And no well joke, done. Millie said AK-47 after you said I didn't, yeah. though. Keep going.
Oh, no, I said musket.
You yeah,
said
musket.
Yeah.
Pretty wild flag. The composer behind the music for Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and the NBC News is... John Williams.
Yes,
nice. Jazz.
Second point for you there. HG is the chemical symbol for mercury,
okay.
not hydrogen.
That's extremely misleading.
I know. How do you get HG out of mercury?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. We outsource all
no,
our
it's
labor.
Too complex.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. The name given to the measurement of how hot a chili is a Scoville unit.
Woo!
Jazz really knows.
In Cockney slang, you might call a fiver. A deep sea diver.
Well, that makes more sense.
Mm.
That makes
sense. Can I get a deep sea diver? Yeah, it's good. Method Man, New God, and Ghostface Killer, all members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Crazy you got that.
Why?
Well, I just felt like we didn't talk about it at all.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a remedial class when that was taking place.
Does Fergus not seem like he's a hip hopper?
Well, no, it's just like, I just don't remember us having any conversations around that question.
I took my dad to see Hamilton recently.
It's a lovely show.
His review was, where'd they find so many people who can hip hop?
Oh my God.
Dad!
Yeah.
Thanks, Boomer. The British chef, known for cooking styles such as molecular gastronomy and nouvelle cuisine, also holds multiple Michelin star restaurants. His name, Heston Blumenthal. Awesome.
I'm stuck on people thinking that Hamilton is like real hip hop.
And Margot Robbie slapped Leonardo DiCaprio to land the role in The Wolf of Wall Street, and they spin around 161 times to complete the Bathurst 1000. So no points there, but 6 out of 10.
Not bad. I think we did well, yeah. So what's the lowest? 2.
2.
Yes.
Whoa. How do you feel?
Okay.
Careful. Yeah. It's actually one of the most valuable numbers in the world, 2. Yeah.
1 is the loneliest number. 2 is the most successful channel on Thanos Direct.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe think about that.
Yeah.
Well, much thanks to the Brains Trust for getting us to 6 out of 10.
Thank you so much.
Jazz and Jizz.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jazz and Jizz.
Thank you.
Appreciate you too.
We are so you are so welcome.
My favorite twins.
Mm. That's so really? Nice of you.
I think so now,
because
yeah.
the competition was high.
Yeah.
Seeing as you're related to some.
So. My siblings, my flesh and blood.
Yeah.
No, understandable.
I get it. We are incredible inventors.
And such, wow. And what a deal.
Yes, that's true. That's part of it.
You can
and
get
also
us.
Also great inventors, say it.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here today and good luck.
Thank you.
Just
thank
all you. The best of luck.
Don't thank need you. Luck though, because we're so good, right?
Yeah.
Good if luck you with the twin gun.
The twin gun.
The twin gun.
The twin bike, yeah. Which is just a tandem bike.
Mm-hmm. What? What did you say?
A twin bike is just a tandem bike.
Are you some kind of twin inventor?
Yeah.
What's a tandem
bike? Okay, but no one knows if we steal it. No one knows.
Yeah, no one will be able to guess
yeah.
that you've stolen tandem bike.
No one will know.
Just kill me here.
Yes. Do you ever do any twin shows at all?
Funny you should say that.
Mm, we have some doppelgangers.
Have you sold? Have you sold any twin shows on Dan Oz Direct?
We
there's one coming.
We do have one coming. We're kind of threatened by them because they are a duo. Luckily, not related, but they're a comedy duo named Annie and Lena.
Yeah,
we're selling twin tickets to their shows, which is 2 tickets.
You have to buy 2.
Yeah,
you can't just buy one.
But they've got a show. I think that doesn't matter. Well, we're
just
talking
checking,
about this.
It may have.
It'll have already happened.
Do you know?
Oh,
you
did
should,
you just miss their show?
You just yes. missed. But luckily, but if luckily, you want to travel to Sydney,
yeah,
you
can in Sydney later on. Yeah,
if,
they do.
If you want to travel to Sydney, you can see Annie and Lena. I think perform the show Different Now, the Sydney Fringe Comedy Festival in the 1st and the 2nd and the 4th of September.
That's
I do
right.
believe.
I think they're the dates.
The 1st, the 2nd, and the 4th.
Yeah, they missed a day. Yeah, you know. Gonna,
just need a break.
Yeah, twin yeah. stuff.
On the 3rd.
Duo stuff.
They take what they can get.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for taking time out of Dan Oz Direct to be here on our Brains Trust today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Of course, you can now join the Brains Trust if you go to www.waxquizzical.com. Subscribe. Send some dollary doos our way. And Fergus, congratulations on 6 out of 10.
Happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that, to be honest. That's pretty good.
I think it should have been 2 out of 10 in the end.
Thank you
it would
so
have been
much.
Nice as yeah, a homage to the twins.
Yeah.
But then that would have put me last.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't want that.
No. So on balance, it's more important to you than...
being a first in our books, but that's fine.
And people can find you online, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do a very solo podcast, Fern Neil Show podcast. Well, sometimes we have 2 people on there.
Wow.
But mainly... No twins.
It's sort of it's just you.
It's just me ranting,
into
yeah,
the void.
Into the void. Yeah.
We'll come and we'll bring the twin factor. I'm excited to see it.
That's in the podcast app that you're in right now. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.